Do you really not know? Because it's a big deal. I'm Kevin from The Office, and you're listening to Mornings with Mike.
All right, we're back. Coming up on 9 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on The Voice, 8:30 a.m. WEEU and 1160 a.m. WBYN. And we cannot wait. Sunday, right here on The Voice, WEEU, the return of Philadelphia Eagles football. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, bringing you all the action this coming Sunday right here on The Voice. And we are excited to once again have Eagles football back on the air. And from PhiladelphiaEagles.com, at Eagles Insider on Twitter, Dave Spadaro is with us right now here on Mornings with Mike. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. We appreciate you taking a couple minutes. I'm sure this is a busy time as you guys get ready for kickoff on Sunday. And after watching last night's game, and I'm sure you caught some of it, first of all, how excited were you as a man who spent some time with Andy Reid? How excited were you to see him with that ring and some of the highlights from last night and just watching that banner raised and knowing that Andy Reid had so much to do with that?
Yeah, I was happy for him. And the shield was weird, I got to admit that. But happy to see that. I've got a lot of friends with the Chiefs, and their banner unveiling was great. And, you know, it was just wonderful to see the NFL back in business. And hopefully it'll last all year. I feel like the testing protocols and everything is in place, all the safety measures. So it's just wonderful to have football back. And honestly, from watching it on television, it was every bit the quality product that it had been when the stands were full. I really didn't notice like a lack of quality because there were only scattered fans there. So I'm very encouraged by the start of the season.
I absolutely agree. And not just from the fans in the stands, but I thought the play on the field was fantastic. There wasn't a lot of penalties. It was a quick, crisp game. And the Chiefs kind of picked up right where they left off last year, looking like an offensive juggernaut. As far as the Eagles go, obviously no preseason games this year. Camp was different. What should we be expecting from the Birds on Sunday?
So you know why Kansas City was such an offensive juggernaut last night? Because Patrick Mahomes had a pocket to throw from, and the Chiefs did a wonderful job protecting him. And that's the big question for the Philadelphia Eagles going in. What is the status of the offensive line now with a 38-year-old left tackle? Still a question mark at right guard. Matt Pryor, I believe, will be the starter. Right tackle, we don't know if Lane Johnson's going to play. He's been limited in practice against a great Washington front seven. I mean, an absolutely dynamic. They're young. They're explosive. They're deep. They're versatile. So I feel like the Eagles have the pieces to be really good offensively, and it's weird to say because they've always been so good on the offensive line, but the offensive line is the big question mark now. But otherwise, I really like the offense. The defense has some injury concerns. Derek Barnett, Javon Hargrave, Will Parks. If the Eagles can get through a couple of weeks here and get those pieces back, I think they have a good chance to match up pretty well this season. And then I think on Sunday they'll match up very well against a Washington team that really doesn't have a lot of proven weapons. I mean, they've got some young players, certainly McLaren as a great wide receiver. But in this game, I like the experience of a returning coaching staff against the team that has a new coaching staff with Washington.
And having that returning coaching staff, especially with an offseason like they've had and that kind of continuity, that has to be an advantage for the Eagles going into Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think so. No doubt about it. You know, everything has been kind of on point other than the injuries with the Eagles. They've gotten all their work in. The schedule's not a problem. And so I feel like they've had as good a summer as you can have without scrimmages, without preseason games. But I do think that's an advantage, and I think Doug has proven himself to be an excellent NFL coach.
Speaking of those injuries, you mentioned it, just a rash of injuries here for the Eagles. Really unlucky, you'd have to think, most of it. Could it be, though, if you look at it, you're trying to look at it from an optimistic standpoint, get them out of the way early, get these guys healthy for the run? Is that some way we can look at it as fans?
I don't know, man, because the last couple of years you feel like, yeah, let's get them all out of the way, and then the injuries just keep coming and coming and coming. So, but when you lose Brandon Brooks for the season, it's the season-ending injuries that really hurt you. The injury to a right guard, your Pro Bowl right guard, who's likely to lose the season, then your young left tackle who you expected to step in. Those are the kind of injuries that are very difficult to overcome before the season begins. We'll see. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of soft tissue injuries. I think there'll be players who are going to have to adjust to being hit. I mean, I think a lot of it's luck. I mean, the Eagles just, for the last few years here, have just not had good fortune with the injuries. And it hasn't really slowed them down. They're one of only three teams to make the playoffs, four teams to make the playoffs in the last 3 years. So, but I think they've got to be, you know, they've got to have better depth. And some of these draft picks of the last few seasons really have to step up and supply some depth.
Every time I hear that stat that they are one of the few teams to make the playoffs the last 3 years, and then you look at the injuries, it really is one of the most amazing things about this team. One of those injuries that I think fans are probably super worried about is a guy who we were looking to see an increased workload from in Miles Sanders. He's been limited in practice the last couple of days. Have you gotten a chance to see him? How's he looking as we get closer to game time?
Yeah, I mean, he's looking better. I think he's a question mark for sure on Sunday. I think when you bring somebody back from a soft tissue injury, you don't want to rush him back. And we've seen the Eagles do that with hamstrings in recent years. And then you get a setback. You know, Darren Sproles comes to mind, a setback, and then you're sidelined another 4 weeks. So in my mind, and I could be wrong, but looking at it, either they're easing Miles back onto the practice field this week. And I think Sunday to me is a big question mark. After that, good to go. A lot of touches. Should have a big season. Tremendously talented kid. But you need Miles Sanders for the long haul, not for week one. If there are any questions about the hamstring, which clearly there are because he's not practicing full.
While they're easing Miles Sanders back in, a guy who seems to be back and getting really close to ready to go, he's been a full participant in practice after his tear in his left shoulder, is Jalen Reagor, the rookie wide receiver. I mean, that would be just a huge boost because from all reports a couple weeks ago, he was going to be out for at least a week or two.
Yeah, and, you know, Jalen, we'll see how it translates to the regular season, but he's been really impressive from the start. The moment hasn't been too big for him. He's caught everything. He's extremely explosive. I think that he could be a nice piece in the Eagles offense. And yeah, he's made progress this week that nobody kind of saw coming. So he's in line to play on Sunday to make his NFL debut. And the Eagles can use all the weapons they can possibly have, the versatility. I think they can do a lot of fun things with Jalen Reagor.
Jalen Reagor, I'm excited to see him out on the field. I'm excited to see all these guys out on the field. I'm not a huge fan of preseason because I get nervous when the guys are out there. I hate to see injuries in preseason. But, man, oh, man, it's just going to be so weird to snap your fingers, seemingly, and go from zero football, and we saw it last night a little bit, but to have your team out there after not easing into it, dipping the toe into the water with all those preseason games.
You know what's interesting? Like, I think people like you, and I get it, and a lot of people – the preseason games, why do they do this? Let's get to the regular season already. But I think people actually miss the preseason because it gives, and that's why TV ratings are so high for the preseason games. It gives people a chance to at least get a taste of what the new players are all about, of what the old players look like now, and form their own opinions. And without that, there's kind of like a disassociation with the fans and the team. Mm-hmm. So I think that everybody will welcome Sunday with open arms. I really believe that the TV ratings are going to be high because there's such a tremendous amount of curiosity.
Speaking of curiosity, we've heard Jalen Hurts' name a lot. Sounds like he's having a great camp, had a great camp with the Birds. Are there going to be any times where we see him out there in some way, shape, or form on Sunday?
I would be really surprised, Mike. I would say that he had a typical training camp for a quarterback, young quarterback, who's just been drafted. I mean, that's a player who needed every single rep possible, as with all young quarterbacks. And when you don't have preseason games and when you don't have spring on-field work, you just can't learn the offense. You just can't get comfortable in what the Eagles are doing, what any team is doing. So I personally do not think Jalen Hurts will be a factor early in this season, if at all. I think that you have your superstar quarterback. You're not going to rush Carson Wentz off the field to come in and have Jalen Hurts run a read option. Now, you could do it. You could do it, but you can also do it with Carson, who's got some movement in him too. So I just think that Jalen Hurts, along with the Joe Burrows of the world, you are so far behind now. It's already a tough position to learn. And when you take that much time off the field, it makes it even harder.
I completely agree. Carson Wentz, I love when he's out there, and I hate seeing the biggest weapon for a lot of teams, their franchise quarterback, come off the field to try something cute in a lot of situations. Speaking of Carson, he came in a little bit bigger this year, did play all 16 regular season games, got that concussion in the playoff. What are we looking at? A bigger, stronger, hopefully more able to hang in there, Carson Wentz, here in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, the durability, clearly, it was so disappointing to see him get hurt against Seattle. I felt he put himself in a bad position on that play. I know everybody was screaming about Jadeveon Clowney. He had a free shot at a quarterback. That's what you do. You take it. And he put Carson out. But you can't, in Carson's instance, it's an early down play. The play was going nowhere. Get rid of the football. Live for another play. And I think this year, if the offensive line can produce, I'd like to see Carson get the ball out of his hands a little bit more. But he's got weapons now. DeSean Jackson's presence will make a big difference. Much more vertical speed in the passing game. If the offensive line plays as it has played in the days here with Doug Peterson as the head coach, this offense should be outstanding and Carson should have a really big year. I just have to see what the lineup looks like on Sunday and see how they match up against a great front. And then the week after, Aaron Donald and his crew. So right away, the Eagles are going to be tested up front.
I don't know if you've been watching Hard Knocks, but man, Aaron Donald, what a,
he's not human.
Yeah. He's not human.
He's so good.
On the other side of the ball, Jim Schwartz and the defense. We know this defensive line can cause havoc in the backfield. The secondary linebackers, they've been obviously an issue for the Eagles defense over the years. How is that, those group of players, how are they looking going into this season?
Yeah, I like that group, and I like Darius Big Play Slay. I like his moxie. I like his swagger. I like his resume. I like the way he plays on the field. Eagles gave up more down-the-field plays, 20-plus yard, 40-plus yard plays in a passing game last year than any team in the league. It was the big thorn in the Eagles' defense, and I think that Slay helps that out. I think that Jalen Mills, to me at this point, looks like a natural safety after moving from cornerback. And I think one of the underrated additions will be Mikel Roby-Coleman coming in to play the nickel cornerback spot, the third cornerback spot. He's a tenacious ball hawk. I think he gives him a bit more versatility and athleticism and tenacity. So I kind of like that. If the Eagles can get some pressure up front, I think the back end can do a lot of fun things and be very interchangeable.
Well, the defense has always been under Jim Schwartz. At times they'll give up some big plays, but they've always been fun to watch. And, you know, when they need a dynamic play, in the past handful of years, they've seemed to come up with it.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to limit those big plays. You're kind of living on the edge. I think they've done a great job, you know, in the red zone. They've been generally historically very good with Jim. They've taken the football area. They've had a lot of three and outs, but that big play is what really has been the Achilles heel for the Eagles defense. And I think with Slay and with Jalen Mills back there, with Roby-Coleman, I think the Eagles are better equipped to handle it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fantastic. We cannot wait for kickoff Sunday, 1 o'clock, right here on WEEU. The great Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, bringing you all the action. And I just cannot wait, Dave, to hear Merrill yell touchdown. I can't wait. I'm so fired up.
Yeah, it's going to be, look, for Merrill and Mike, and I've talked to them a lot in the offseason, it's going to be a bit bizarre. They won't be at FedEx Field. They'll be at Lincoln Financial Field. But you will still hear the genuine excitement of Merrill, the analysis of Mike, and it will feel like a normal Sunday for only 3 or 4 hours, but it'll still feel like a normal Sunday. So I think everybody needs that in America, and certainly Eagles fans have been pining for this moment for so long.
Absolutely. And you know, there's one guy who won't be faking the passion, and it's going to be Merrill. He'll have it.
Oh, no doubt. He's so excited. He is so excited about getting this season started. We all are. I mean, really, the curiosity factor of seeing what this Eagles team is all about, having the game back, it just feels like a long time coming, and it's a bit of a deserved reward for reaching this point.
I agree. Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, at Eagles Insider on Twitter. Dave, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes. It was a lot of fun to chat with you. Hopefully we can have you on again down the line.
My pleasure. Anytime. Have a great weekend, and fly Eagles fly.
Fly Eagles fly. Go Birds. Thank you, Dave.
Go Birds. You got it.
All right. Dave Spadaro at Eagles Insider on Twitter, and read all his stuff. He does a wonderful job keeping us up to date up on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.